read your blogs about cutbacks to foreign news.
It certainly, look, in terms of Libya, there has been, nobody has questioned the amount of money that the BBC has spent on coverage. We have all the resourcing that we would need.
Okay, it's not technology?
It's absolutely not. We all operate on exactly the same technology today. We are broadcasting from Green Square. We're broadcasting from the heart of Gaddafi's compound using exactly the same technology as Sky has.
I was told that a very senior news executive used the word creamed, i.e., in other words, we, the BBC... the BBC were creamed by Sky on that night.
Well, look, I've said, I think that, that Alex provided some compelling television. But I'd say one other thing, Steve. I think we need to put this in some context in terms of where the audience is. As Alex Crawford was doing her extraordinary reporting, 142,000 people were watching Sky, 233,000 people were watching the BBC News Channel, and Rupert Wingfield Hayes, who was cutting a piece for the 10 o'clock news, his piece was seen by 5 million people. This is also about judgment.
It wasn't the right piece, was it? Well, on the night, come on.
Well, I'm afraid, but we can't, unfortunately, it's about priorities.
Right, well, okay.
And you know, what I would say is that the majority of the audience is to linear television, and they deserve a crafted piece, which is what Rupert was doing.
Okay, but look, Sky had the story that night. They were there with the rebels. Why did you not use their footage?
Because there is an incredibly high barrier to sort of piracy and theft.
It's
under the copyright.
Not piracy. Did you ask them?
Well, we didn't, but equally, you know, there is a principle.
I bet if you had them, they'd say, well, I'll ask in a minute, but... Well, Sarah, if they'd asked, would you have let them?
Oh, we definitely have talked about it, yes.
Okay.
I think that counts as a non-denial.
No, it doesn't. It means that the question of piracy is a complete red herring, is what it means. What if this had been a foreign broadcaster, ABC or CNN or whoever else, you'd have used the picture without thinking twice about it?
No, we wouldn't, because all of us have partnerships and good material
just to get straight to this, that was she had the story, she was there, that's what people are entitled to see, you're the national broadcaster, why didn't you try and show us those pictures?
Well, we did show those pictures, Steve. We have agents contracts. We had all of those pictures, admittedly not Alex riding in the back of a pickup truck, but the pictures of people in Green Square was on the news channel and was on the 10 o'clock news. I think we're starting at cross purposes here. I have said that I take my hat off to Alex Crawford for some brilliant reporting, and I promise you this, that if Alex wins the prizes that I'm sure that she will be entered for, I will be the first person to raise my glass and toast her success.
So,
but
do you accept then that this was a BBC failure?
No, but let me go on to say, I also think that we should raise our glasses to people who take very difficult decisions and make a judgment that something is not safe.
Okay.
And, I absolutely salute people for making those difficult decisions.
I will come to you one more time, Sarah, but just let me stick with John for a second. So that was Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'm watching the TV. I'm watching the move into Gaddafi's compound. And once again, Sky have got Alex Crawford outside. They've got another reporter inside and no BBC reporter anywhere to be seen. Until Wira Davis turns up with a sort of rather croaky mobile phone very late in the day. It looks like it happened again.
Because if you only have one reporter there, which is all we had, because our other reporter effectively is under house arrest in the Rixos Hotel.
You have Rupert Wingfield Thingamajig as well.
Yeah, and he's editing a piece for the 6 o'clock news, a programme that last night again got close to 5 million viewers, as opposed to 177,000.
You're missing. This is the second time in 3 days you've missed the story.
Well, I don't accept that we missed the story.
But you weren't there.
Well.
If you don't need to be there, we'll just use agency copy. Don't bother sending people. Well, save us all some money.
Sorry, when you say we weren't there...
You weren't at the compound.
We weren't at the compound at 5 o'clock, because in terms of the logistics of Tripoli, you can't be in two places at once, and it is important that we deliver a service to the 5 million people who are going to be watching the 6 o'clock news.
But I do question what sort of service you offer it, because, look, I watched this myself. On the BBC was Wira Davis doing his very best on a croaky mobile phone, audio only, laid over footage from earlier in the day of a major firefight that had occurred hours earlier. You would have got the impression from that it was all still going off. Meanwhile, over on Sky, I'm watching Alex Crawford with jubilant rebels, including one wearing a Gaddafi comic military hat that he'd taken from Gaddafi's house. So not only were you late, you actually gave the wrong impression.
Well, I don't accept that, because both teams, both Sky and the BBC, had to leave the compound last night when gunfire broke out and they had to...